The US President Donald Trump has agreed to delay his State of the Union address until the unprecedented 34-day shutdown is over, though he was left with little option after the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi moved to block him. In a late-night tweet, the President said he would wait. But there's still little sign of an end to the deadlock. Two bills that could end it, going before the Senate today, are both expected to fail, extending the pain for US government employees. Eleanor Whitehead has this report.
Unpaid federal workers protesting on Capitol Hill as the longest shutdown in US history marches on. 800,000 employees are going without pay across the country, leaving them to worry about food and rent. Lila Johnson spoke to CNN.
All I want to do is just go back to work so I can pay my bills.
And it's not only financial security at stake. The National Association of Air Traffic Controllers says staffing for its facilities is at a 30-year low, while intelligence agencies are scrambling for funding to keep the country safe. President of the FBI Agents Association, Tom O'Connor, said several operations are under threat.
The failure to fund the FBI is making it more difficult to protect the people of our country from criminals and terrorists.
But neither side is budging in the standoff which has ground Washington to a halt after President Donald Trump demanded $5.7 billion for his border wall. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
There is serious and justified concern that this president would shut down the government anytime he does not get his way legislatively. That is why we must hold the line.
Polls show the shutdown is hurting the president more than his opposition, with 6 in 10 voters saying they disapprove of his performance. In his latest tweets, he said he'll delay his annual State of the Union address until after the shutdown, after Nancy Pelosi barred him from delivering it to Congress.
The State of the Union speech has been canceled by Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't want to hear the truth. She doesn't want the American public to hear what's going on.
In a long-shot attempt to end the impasse, the Senate will vote today on 2 opposing bills. The Republicans are offering temporary protection for certain immigrants in return for Mr. Trump's $5.7 billion. The Democrats reject that idea. Their compromise would open the government for 15 days, but does not include funding for the president's wall. On that plan, U.S. Senate Majority Leader, the Republican Mitch McConnell, had this to say.
My Democratic friends are trying to come up with something, anything, to justify prolonging the stalemate.
With neither bill likely to pass, the number 3 House Democrat has suggested a compromise, which would give the president his money, but not for a wall. James Clyburn said it would be used to pay for immigration judges, border agents, and new technology.
If his $5.7 billion is about border security, then we see ourselves fulfilling that request, only doing it with what I like to call using a smart wall.
Professor Simon Jackman is CEO of the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney. He sees this as a way out of the deadlock.
What I suspect will happen is that some moderate senators and legislators from both sides might go to the White House with a compromise plan that is reopen the government, we're going to go away and work on this, just giving Trump a way to make a deal or to kick the can over into someone else's court would seem to be the ways forward.
Professor Simon Jackman from the US Studies Centre, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.